Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. I am super excited to have all of our listeners tuning in from all across the world wide web. I hope you had a phenomenal week so far. You know, this is like one of my favorite times of the year, the fall. We're going into the fall season, and I'm telling you what, I just love it. Listen, today's show is all about the artists. We have three different artist spotlights today, and we're going to just let you know a little bit about these three artists doing dynamic things. I'm telling you what, hanging out in the virtual studio with me right now is Brock Cobb. He's going to be coming to the mic momentarily. Then our second segment is going to feature Montaj Filone, and we're going to hear about him. He's a producer and songwriter and musician and a whole bunch of other things. And then we'll wrap up the segment with Alex Holt, all the way from Chesapeake, Virginia. You've heard a lot of his music played on the airwaves, so we are going to be talking to him as a new artist. So it's all about the artist today. Listen, before I get started, I definitely got to give a shout-out to all those that are checking us out on Twitter, on Facebook, in iTunes, and all across the World Wide Web. We say hello. Oh, let me say hello to some recent listeners. Oh, my goodness. You know I check out these reports every week, and I'm like, where are people listening from? Big shout out to Nashville, Tennessee, Richmond, Virginia. We know Richmond, you keep it down for us. Warrenville, Illinois. Oh, my goodness. Wilmington, Delaware. How you doing? Sunnyvale, California. What's up? Sandston, Virginia. Astoria, New York. Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Holla at your girl. Sark, Florida. And the list goes on. So we just wanted to say hello to you all. We thank you so much for checking us out. All right. So I know you're like, Charvette, go ahead and get into the first segment. Well, I'm getting into it right now. Again, this gentleman, he is a native of King George, Virginia, and from an early age, he has loved music. His first CD is entitled For God So Loved the World. It is now available. This CD blends gospel music with jazz, improvisation on the saxophone, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? And the central theme of the CD is God's love for sinful man and the redeeming power of Jesus Christ, and I'm excited to bring to the mic right now. I think you need to put your hands together. Coming to the mic right now is Mr. Brock Cobb. Welcome to the show, Brock.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Charvette. I'm glad to be here.
I am glad to have you. I tell you what, so you are a saxophone player.
Yes, I played the saxophone since about 10 years old. I don't know what it was, but I've always been drawn to the instrument. As a matter of fact, I cried the night before the first day of band in elementary school because I thought I was not going to be able to play the saxophone. Isn't that something?
Get out of here. So were you musically inclined all along, you think?
Besides, you know, singing nursery rhymes in my room and right. stuff and annoying family members, That's pretty much was about it. But I come from a musical family. My mom and my aunts, they all sang in gospel groups. My grandmother, she played piano in my church choirs. So, I mean, I've been around music just about all my life.
Wow. And so why the saxophone? Do you remember why you might have picked the saxophone? Were there other options for instruments?
There were other options for instruments, but it was just something about the saxophone that I always liked. My mom, she used to play a lot of jazz CDs growing up, so, I mean, I just always had, like, that sound in my ear. So,
wonderful,
there
wonderful.
You have it with the saxophone.
Great. So then what was the catalyst, let me say it that way, that said, let me put a CD together? Like, what drove you to put, you know, a project together?
Well, about two summers ago, I was at a crossroad in my life, and I felt, you know, I was very vulnerable with God because I the things that I had planned for my life, it seemed like things weren't, you know, happening the way I wanted them to. And I said, yeah. God, what now? What now? And God laid on my heart, do a CD. So that was two summers ago. You know, God has been faithful, and,
yeah.
you know, here we are.
Here we are. And so how did you go about putting the CD together?
Well, I produced and recorded all the tracks. So I had a audio recording background in undergrad. So doing all of the audio production side of it, that's something that I do freelancing anyway.
Oh, wow.
So I just pretty much, you know, did all of that, you know, myself.
So that was like a huge help, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And you probably have people like Cousin Pete and all them. Brock, can you come help me do my stuff? Can you come help me do? I know how we do. We always looking for the hookup. Stop looking for the hookup, y'all. Learn some skills yourself. So that's good. That's good. And so you recently, you just had your CD released not too long ago, right?
Yes, it was last month. It was a great turnout.
Wonderful. All right, so describe the sounds and the tracks that are on your project.
The sound of it, I believe, is different. And I marvel at, you know, how God gave me the songs, because when he gave them to me, they were a blessing automatically. But I said, wow, God, this is different, and I'm just going to stand on, you know, how you gave it to me, and I'm going to try to give it that same way. It's not too far contemporary,
okay,
but at the same time, it's not your traditional Sunday morning either. I think it's a nice happy medium, and I think it serves really great as good listening music in your car.
Kind of like that Friday evening or Saturday morning type of music.
I don't know about Friday evening, you know.
Okay.
But
okay.
But I think it pretty much fits, you know, any other, you know, time of the day. It's not really party music, because there is a message, but at the same time, I think the songs are upbeat and they're just good listening music. So
awesome. Did you find it hard to intertwine jazz and gospel?
It's funny you said that. It's funny you said that, because I do play in a lot of different genres. I'm a country musician. I'm a saxophonist and a keyboard player. So I do play in a lot of different genres. And one of the things that I wanted to be very careful of was that the stuff still sounded gospel-like.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of different influences, but I wanted it to make sure it still sounded gospel. So I was able to use the improv and spontaneity from jazz, but still keep it gospel-sounding, like, you know what I mean?
Okay, good. So that sounds like a good marriage there. And so how did you decide on the title for your CD?
I prayed over it. And good. I think that title for the title track, I think it pretty much covers the whole theme of the CD. Because that was like the first song that God gave me once I accepted the assignment to do the CD. So.
Wow. And again, listeners, that's For God So Loved the World. And if you're just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Hello to those hanging out on the phone lines, those are in the chat room, those are listening from Twitter and from Facebook and all those good places. We are in our first artist spotlight with new artist Brock Cobb. I'm telling you what, you got to pick up the project, pick up the CD, For God So Loved the World. And I'm telling you, the saxophone sounds, you're going to get to hear. So hold tight right there. Don't go anywhere. All right. And so, Brock, for those that are listening, how can they actually purchase your CD?
It is available on my website. It's on my website. I am, you know, working on certain avenues. So if you went to Walmart, you know, and it sold out, you can come right to my website.
Wonderful. And we're glad if it sold out at Walmart, I'm telling you. Great. And listeners, you could go right to www.brockcobb.com. If you're in the chat room, the link is there for you. Again, that's BrackCobb.com, and you can go right there and find out more good stuff and hear samples and all that good stuff. And I love that you are on social networking sites and all of that. So how can listeners connect with you online?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Brock Cobb. I'm on Facebook. I have two Twitter accounts, BCobb50 and Brock Cobb Music on Twitter. So I would love to interact with people. So, you know, follow me on there, and I'd love to keep in contact with the people that like this music.
All right, wonderful. And so as a new artist and having, you know, this project available, how many tracks are on the CD?
There are 10.
Okay, great. So you get a full CD, ladies and gentlemen. What did you learn during this process that perhaps you could share with an aspiring artist or someone who's moving in the direction of putting their project together? Anything you'd like to share?
One of the things that I learned about this is I think it's natural that everybody that goes through this process will have insecurities. They'll have all kinds of self-doubt, unless you're just really stuck on yourself.
Let's hope not.
What I found out in this process is God is faithful, and if you can just really hold on to God's anointing and calling on your life, you'll be able to get through those really tough times when you just don't feel like you got it.
Yeah. Yeah, and music is really ministry, you know, right? You can't really hide behind the instrument too long. It's really it's really ministry.
Yes, it is.
Great. Do you think that artists and musicians, do you think they really take their role in ministry seriously? Or, you know, do you think just the people maybe you've come in contact with or just seen or observed in the world, do you really think that they really understand the weight that ministry has on them as musicians and artists?
I think you have a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little bit of both, you know. But this is very serious as a ministry, and I realize that we have to take it seriously because you got to give an account one day.
That's right.
God's going to hold you accountable for, you know, how well or how poorly you served him. So
There you go. All right, well, let's do this. Let's let the listeners hear O Taste and See, and
no
then
pressure.
We'll come. Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said no pressure.
Okay, no pressure. Yeah, you hang out right there in the virtual studio. You know, you can in the virtual green room, you can enjoy some virtual chicken and salad and all that's in the green room. And we're going to let the listeners hear O Taste and See, and then we'll be right back on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen, with my artist spotlight, Brock Cobb. Don't you go anywhere. Check this out right here.
You know, God doesn't need a return policy like most companies in this country. I have yet to meet anybody who knows him personally and have come to regret it. You know, this life is hard and bad things do happen, but God is still good. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I don't care what you are going through in your life, God is able to lift your head. If you do not know God personally, I would encourage you to come to the Lord.
So you think you are down and out, and you feel there is no hope for you. You had too many dark days, and you feel nobody cares for you. I know somebody
check out his full project, For God So Loved the World. Oh, my goodness. I love it, Brock. I love the vibe. I love that saxophone in there. That's jamming.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That is jamming. That's jamming right there. Listeners, you got to check it out. Again, BrockCobb.com. You can find out all the information, everything that's going on there. Brock, do you have any upcoming events or anything that you want to shout out?
I'm doing a birthday party for a pastor in Clonard Beach, Virginia this Saturday. And the rest of the dates are on the website. You know, I'm super excited about it. So
great. So you can find out all that information. And what shout outs do you have? Any people you want to shout out?
Want to give a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Reverend Leonard Bland, Salem Baptist Church family out in King George. Love you all dearly. Love you all dearly.
Oh, good shout out for the church. Woo, woo, woo. All right, so my last question for you. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what motivates you.
What motivates me, I want to always continue to get better.
Yeah.
I want to leave an impact on people. I want my life to mean something. So I keep, you know, striving to just get better day by day.
All right, better day by day. Give our listeners your Twitter accounts one more time and also Facebook.
The Twitter accounts, Brock Cobb Music and BCobb50. Those are two different accounts. And just Brock Cobb, and I also have Brock Cobb Music on Facebook as well.
All right, there you go. Well, Brock, I'm excited that we have an opportunity to feature you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we wish you much more continued success.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Continue to pray for me, and my prayers are with you. Thank you for the opportunity. You have a great thing going here on your show,
and I
wish you the best.
Oh, thank you so, so much. All right, enjoyed you. All right, listeners, don't you go anywhere. We're going to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network, expand, and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, listeners, welcome back. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, so excited to have you all tuning in and checking us out every week. We're here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you phenomenal shows, wonderful guests, and today is no different. Listen, if you happen to miss last Tuesday's show. You got to go back and check it out because we had a surprise guest. I know. I love surprises as well. We had Mama Sue from BET Sunday Best. Yes, we fell in love with her on this most recent episode of Sunday Best, and she stopped by the studio, and we just chatted up with her. So you can hear that segment. If you missed it, you can hear it at charvette.com, or if you're on blogtalkradio.com, the Blog Talk Radio page, that segment is right there. You got to definitely check it out. It was really cool to talk to her. Big shout out and big applause to Amber, who did win, and I'm very excited for her. Also for Andrea, the second runner-up. Listen, let me tell you, don't cry for either one of them. They are going to both be fine. I know some people were like, well, I wanted this one to win, and I wanted that one to win, and blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you, don't worry. Both of them are going to be just fine, certainly because Amber won. She's going to get the deal with the project and all of that. But I'm going to tell you, somebody's going to pick up Andrea, and somebody is going to definitely give her engagement and all that good stuff. So they will both be fine. I think they both have wonderful gifts, and they have different targets. One, each of them really were targeting different audiences, so I think they will both be absolutely fine, absolutely fine. I definitely want to give a shout-out and big congratulations to the Virginia Gospel Announcers Guild. They are celebrating their 9th anniversary celebration this weekend right here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, September 16th through the 17th. It's going to be at the Crown Plaza Hotel, and that's downtown Richmond. They have a musical on Friday night. They have Saturday, a 9 a.m. industry seminars by none other than the lovely Sheila Bell of the Bell. And then Saturday night, a musical starts at 6 p.m. It's totally free to the public. And it's going to feature artists such as Ernest Pugh, Lucinda Moore, Luther Barnes and the Sunset Jubilaires, Virginia Ayers, oh my goodness, Norman Hutchins, and other artists that I've actually had on the show before, CJ Balance and Todd Delaney and Tanya Dallas Lewis and a bunch more. So shout out to Ed Stevens, who is the president of the Virginia GAG, and also Vice President Raymond Lindsay, both friends of mine. So check them out, the Virginia Gospel Announcers Guild 9th anniversary celebration, September 16th through the 17th here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, this coming weekend. So certainly artists, new artists, you definitely want to participate and go to all that good stuff. All right, so we're moving into our second segment. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. If you just tuned in, welcome. We're so glad to have you. I am your lovely host, Charvette. Hey, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. So we just wrapped up our first artist spotlight with Brock Cobb, and I'm going to the virtual studio because I believe my second guest is hanging out in the virtual studio right now. Coming to the mic, Mr. Montage Filone. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, how are you? God bless you.
I am well. Excited to have you on the show. Thank you for stopping by.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are welcome. And I got to tell you, listeners, this gentleman, he's a producer, he's a songwriter, he's a musician. Oh, my goodness, he's had the opportunity to write and produce for many gospel greats such as Edwin and Walter Hawkins, Chicago Mass Choir, Joshua's Troop, and many, many more. And we're excited. He has a new single out, I'm Blessed, and we're here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show featuring him. Now, did I say your name correctly?
Absolutely. It's Montage Filone. Like you pay a fee, mow your lawn.
All right. Montage
but they mess it up so much, it's fine.
And Montage Filone. We want to make sure we get it right, listeners, because you want to know about this gentleman here. So I want our listeners to know a little bit more about you. How did music ministry start for you?
Well, I started at the age of 12 and playing the piano. Actually, one of my best friends taught me, you know, how to play the piano. And I started there, and I started just playing in churches. You know, I'd been in church all my life.
Wow.
So that, and then God blessed me with the opportunity to, you know, be blessed at, you know, write for some, you know, world-renowned artists, Edwin and Walter Hawkins, and I've just been blessed, have an opportunity to do those things.
Wow. Do you feel that your music ministry gift kind of was innate, or was it like an interest, like a little interest you had, and you really just honed your skill and practice?
No, actually, it was. I had no interest in music or piano at all.
Wow.
Yeah, so God just kind of, you know, just dropped that on me and
wow.
said this is what my purpose was to do. And, you know, nobody from my family actually played or was in music or anything.
Wow.
So I knew it was from God.
Wow. Yes. Yes. Well, listen, like I tell you, I was on YouTube last night, and I just kind of ran across a video that you're in and you're playing. It's called I Shall Wear a Crown. It's like 4,500 hits on 4,500 hits.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, my God. I was like, this brother, man.
Oh, wow. That was a while ago.
Yeah, I just happened to run across it. Bad, bad, bad. But I'm telling you, a lot has taken place. So are you working? You have a? Are you working on a project? I know we have the single. What's going on with you now?
Well, I completed this record actually a couple years ago, and ran into Bruce Phan, who is the president of Gold Street Gospel.
Yes.
And he fell in love with the project, and I had no ideas on actually putting it out. So he said, hey, this time, this is a season for this record. And so I just trusted God, and I'm a Gold Street artist now.
All right. Big shout-out to Gold Street. We've had other artists from them, so big shout-out to them. So tell our listeners about the whole project. What could they expect to hear?
Some great songs. I actually did the album as a production album, so I had a lot of my friends on there. So songs for solo artists, songs for choirs, songs for groups. It's just a mixture. It was just an album full of songs that God had given me.
Okay.
And I actually heard people on there. So it's like a duet record that I wanted people to sing, you know, be a part of. So it's just a great record. It's a mixture of everything from contemporary
mm-hmm.
to traditional, just, you know, conglomeration of everything.
Wow. And do you ever find, like, if you are able to produce and you're a songwriter and you are a musician, do either of those tug of war against each other at any point?
Yeah, at times. So I always just wear the hat of what I'm doing. If I'm playing on a record, I really just play and take the production hat off. So if I'm producing a record, I normally don't play on it.
Okay.
So I, you know, try to, you know, let one lead the other.
Great.
So if I'm writing a song, then I, you know, sometimes I let somebody else produce it. Most of the time I do produce the songs that I do, but, you know, I won't play on it, though.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. That helps you keep things together, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That helps you keep things together. All right, and so what's the title of the project?
The title is The Piano, The Pen, and I with a small I. So I just wanted to, you know, let people know, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just want let the people know I am a musician first.
Mm-hmm.
So the piano is my thing, and I am a songwriter, so that's where the pen comes in. The I is the interesting thing. I just wanted people to know that I am nothing without God. So I'm always submit to God. So I wanted the I to be lowercase to say, you know, I am nothing without God.
Wow. Do you see a lot of, just in your observations, like stardom and superstar mentalities with
artists? Oh, yeah. I see a lot of the big eyes all the time. And people should take on this concept of, you know, just being a little I. And it's not, you know, anything that they've done. Everything that, you know, God has given them, all the talent, everything, you know, God has blessed them with. And I always want to be mindful of that.
Absolutely. So, everything we have, he gave us.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, it's really prevalent now with artists, musicians, and, you know, everybody wants to reach this superstar status.
Yeah.
And forgetting about the, you know, real ministry and real purpose of why we were created.
Purpose.
And why God has chosen us. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. There you go, listeners. You are hearing some good stuff today. If you just tuned in, welcome. You are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Big shout out to those listening from Twitter and Facebook and iTunes and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. We say hello. This is our second artist spotlight. This is all about the artist today, and we're excited that we have Montage Phelan on the show with us right now. Now, tell our listeners, how could they connect with you online?
GoldStreetGospel.com. Have some music there and feature there, bio, history. And, you know, Facebook, you can reach me on Facebook, Montage Phelan, Twitter as well, mphelan88. GoldStreetGospel.com, you can go. Check out everything.
All right, there you go. Gold Street Gospel will give you everything that you need. All right, do you have any upcoming events that you want to share with our listeners?
Right now we're just promoting the single, so we're doing, you know, spot dates. We're traveling. So, you know, actually putting that little tour together to promote the single.
Oh.
So hopefully we'll have a release date within the next month or so. We're working on that now.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I'm blessed. How did you choose this as the single?
Actually, the label chose it.
Okay.
I had in mind for another single,
uh-huh.
But it really blessed Bruce and, you know, the whole staff. So we decided to go with that as the single. And it has truly touched a lot of people.
Well, I think that's a great segue to let our listeners hear it. So, listeners, we are going to let you hear from Montage Phelan, the single of his project, I'm Blessed. Hang out there with me in the virtual studio. We're going to be right back. Listeners, don't you go anywhere. Here we are. I'm Blessed.
I'm excited about what God is doing in the lives of his children. I'm blessed beyond measure. You may not think I have much, but I'm blessed, y'all. Listen.
You may not think I have much. In fact, you're wondering how I made it this time. But through it all, he's never left me alone.
He never left me alone. No, 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 no.
You said you would supply all I need according to your riches and glory.
You may not think I have much.
Everything may not look like it seems.
In fact, you're wondering how I made it this time.
How I made it.
But through it all, he's never left me alone.
You said you would never leave me, Father.
No, no.
Thank you. I don't know about you, but I'm blessed.
But when you see
me walk, your walk, it's a privilege.
And when you see,
even though I don't say all the right things, thank you.
Yeah. And when you see me,
I'm breathing,
know
y'all.
That I'm blessed.
Know that I'm blessed.
Don't determine how I'm blessed by what's in my hand, but by whose hand I'm in.
But when you see me,
I'm walking,
yes,
towards my destiny.
When you see me,
I'm reminding myself of the promises made to me.
Realize how blessed.
describe you. It don't matter, cause you're still blessed. With no job, with no money, with no car, with pain in my body, when I can't pay my bills. Because he loved you, he kept you, he never left you.
All right, listeners, I'm blessed. Montage, Phelan, oh my goodness, I'm telling you what, you got to check it out, you got to check it out. You know what, I love that verse in there, Montage, where you say, don't look at what's in my hand to determine how I'm blessed. Look whose hand I'm in. I like that.
Absolutely.
I like that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I can see why the label picked that as a single. I mean, I'm sure you have plenty other. What are some of your other favorite tracks on your CD?
I have a song called Clap Your Hands, and it's just a, you know, it's just a summertime praise thing. You know, Clap Your Hands, and I have another single called Thank You Jesus for Another Day with You. I realize there's no other way, which has been a big hit here in the city, Chicago.
Okay.
Actually wrote it a while ago and, you know, taught it at some workshops. So, actually, it's the first time I got a chance to record it. So, you know, we've just been blessed to have, you know, just a few things that the label was happy to choose for them.
Okay.
So that's the one they decided to go with.
All right. Well, we will go with that. But certainly, many blessings to you on the full project. And I'm telling you, I'm blessed. So, listeners, you heard it here. You heard it here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Welcome to all those that are checking us out, that are tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. We're glad to have you here. We're glad to have you here. Okay, Montage, tell us, the goal of our show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What motivates you?
Just actually seeing people blessed by the music ministry and encouraged, you know, just gives me, you know, the strength to want to hear from God. Because actually, you know, we can't do anything unless God speaks to us on how to minister to his people.
Yeah.
So that encourages me all the time. I have to always stay prayerful and be in the right state. You know, consciously to hear from God.
All right. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for stopping by Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and bigger and better things for you.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you. All right, listeners, don't you go anywhere. We're going to our third segment with Alex Holt. He's hanging out in the virtual studio. We're going to bring him to the mic right after this quick commercial break. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
You can't control everything, but there are some really important things you can control, like keeping your family healthy and safe, Planning for a Healthy Life, a booklet from the American Diabetes Association, has information on everything from nutrition to retirement. To get your free copy, call 1-800-DIABETES or go to diabetes.org/lifeplanner. Order yours today and take control of your life from the American Diabetes Association, because we want everyone to be healthy and happy.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, listeners, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Excited and for our third segment. I'm telling you what, if you're looking for an artist with a sincere heart who is inspired by a living God and fulfilling a mission to reach those searching for something more than what they have, then the ministry expressed through Alex Holt and Free Worship is where your journey should begin. I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, come into the mic, put your hands together. We are bringing on to the air now Mr. Alex Holt. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, Charvette, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing today?
I'm blessed. I'm doing really good. Excited to be on the show.
Oh, we're glad to have you. Chesapeake, Hampton in the house. Y'all don't know nothing about that.
We're in the house.
I am telling you, so much music, so much talent, so much music ministry is in that Chesapeake, Tidewater, Hampton area. It's crazy. It's bananas.
It's a lot of us. It really is.
I mean, it's like bananas. So I'm telling you, well, we are here to talk about you in particular, Alex Holt. And yes, and I am just excited because your music is just being played. You know, you're getting really good airplay. I know in the Richmond, Virginia area, and we have a mutual friend, Miss Nicole Cleveland, big shout out to her, with Breathing In Magazine. Yeah, Breathing In Magazine and the radio. And she was like, hey, you really need to have him on your show, too. So I'm glad that we made this connection. But I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about you, and you have a new project out and all the good stuff. But how did you even have the inkling that you were musically inclined, that you had music ministry in your, you know, your spirit? When did it all start for you?
You know, it's actually, I've always had like a musical side to me ever since I was little, but it really wasn't really cultivated until I got around the age of 16. My dad's a pastor, and he put a keyboard. He started a church. He put a keyboard out, and no one played it. I didn't know how to play. he said God told him to put me on the keyboard. So, you know, I'm like, what in the world, Dad? What are you talking about?
Now,
you know, your parents start a church, you know, normally the family is the main member. So.
Yeah, all hands on deck.
Okay, we know about that. So I got on the keyboard. I'm playing one little note at a time, boom, boom, boom. And it just happened that, you know, I would go home and I would practice, I would pray, and God just began to anoint me, and just would get influence from different people, different friends. Uh-huh. And just from that point, God began to put music in me. From there, my dad made me the praise and worship leader of the church at the age of 17. And the rest is history. God just really used me from that point. I started writing and started producing, and all that just came out of that being led by the Spirit. So I'm thankful for my father being doing, you know, that.
Yes. Thanks, Dad, for hearing. And also for you being obedient You know, because all children are not obedient to their parents.
Exactly. You know, I was supposed to like, damn, you're embarrassing me. Like, what? You know, we don't understand. But God saw something bigger, and I'm really happy.
Wonderful. Yeah, God sees down the road. And then they were probably like, well, when is he going to learn how to play shouting music? You know?
Of course. You know, they were talking about me. People tell me at my church in LA, I remember when you couldn't play nothing. We wanted you to get off.
Uh-huh.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. For
wow, the importance of music ministry. But that's wonderful that you as an artist are sharing that background. And I love for people to kind of share that so that you're not just, you know, fly-by-night musician. You're grounded, you know, in ministry and all of that. And that servanthood has been embedded in you. So, Alex and Free Worship. Now, I love Free Worship. Tell us a little bit about that name, how you even came up with that.
It was actually, you know, by accident. It was a group of friends that I kind of got together to do my first youth conference at my church. It was just supposed to be a community praise team.
Uh-huh.
I wrote my first song. It was called High Lifted Up. It's actually on the new album. It's a little bit more defined now, but back then I wrote it and I taught it to them. We did the youth conference, and it was just friends. Someone came up to me after the youth conference, and I was just so blessed by your song. Are you guys a group? Does that song belong to you? You know, can I buy it?
Oh,
and, you know,
wow.
They really wanted, you know, to have it tangible so that they could take it home. But at that point, that was what I really was like, well, Lord, is this something that you want me to do? We didn't have a name or anything. I felt the move of God, you know, to go forward and make this a ministry. So
yeah.
In the group, one of the members, he actually came with that name, Free Worship. And I was like, wow, that name just sounded like life. It was so different.
Yeah.
And from that point, we were known as Alex Hope and Free Worship, and that's how it happened.
Oh, right. And so the album Sing Loud, how did you select, you know, all of the, because if you're a writer, I know you had tons of songs. So how did you pick the songs that would go on this project?
Now, this album, our first album, first of all, let me just say I'm just thankful for everything that has happened since the release on it. We released it August the 23rd, and you know, God has really blessed us for us to be independent artists. We, on the first day it came out, we were number 33 on iTunes, and that's pretty big for independent artists to beat out and to make higher than any, you know, artists who have backed by labels and stuff like that. So this album is really special, you know, to me. It's like a compilation of a lot of praise and worship songs that God, he literally poured them into me. I know a lot of writers say that, you know, I was writing, and it's like 5 days later, I kept writing. Well, these songs, I can honestly say they came so easy, and I know it was by the hand of God. So
wow.
Loud, because we wanted everyone to sing with us, to spread the gospel together, to let it be known that you are a believer and that you're sharing the gospel loud, you know, out loud, just for God. That's how we're doing it.
All right. And I'm telling you, more than a conqueror, that is one of that. I know. That right there, that's going, if you struggling, if you think you can barely make it, you just put, you know, get that on iTunes, get that. I got mine on Amazon.com, wherever you want to get it. You definitely, that song is like so encouraging.
Song is like, you are so true. That song has ministered to us as well. And in this season, like, we lost two very close friends to the ministry, and those songs, all the members can say that song kind of spoke back to us, and it was just an encouragement to us as well. So I love that song as well. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, because the enemy, that's what he wants to make you feel defeated. You know, he might not be able to get on your money. He might not be able to get on your kids. But if he can just in your mind make you feel like, I am not going to win, I am defeated, I'm telling you that more than a conqueror, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
And the gist, like really the gist of the whole song, is basically understanding that you are a victor no matter what. Like, in the end, even though the enemy puts these roadblocks in front of you, understand that you have the victory end of the day. God has already done it for you, so you don't have to worry about anything else. You are more than a winner, more than a conqueror. So, you know, that was just like, yo, God, forgive us, just reminding us.
Yes.
In the back of the book, we win. It's already done.
We win. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I'm talking to Alex Holt of Alex Holt and Free Worship. Check them out online, www.alexholtandfreeworship.com. Pick up the project, sing loud, get the singles, do all that good stuff. Oh, you know what? You had a really cool video on the homepage of your website, and it's like a Friends of Alex Holding Free Worship that was aired during the release. Tell us about that.
Those are kind of like the closest friends that I have in the industry. Actually, not all of them, but just some of them, the closest friends I have in the industry. I think Jonathan Nelson was there, Ty Tribbett, he's in the video. Travis Green, he was a stellar nominee last year for Artist of the Year. He's actually on the project as well. Track 10, yeah. So if you don't have that, it's called yeah, Track 10. iTunes, Amazon, alexwilliamsworship.com. That's a little plug. They just friends of mine. Ernest Vaughn, he's an artist out of Atlanta from Virginia. He was actually someone who was pivotal in helping me learn how to play. He was one of those people who influenced me. Then Pat Pittick, he is a director for Ricky Dillard, his choir as well.
Love him.
So these people, they have been very influential in my life. And I thank them for taking just a couple of seconds out of their day just to, just to say, hey, I wanted to be there. I know a lot of them have busy schedules, so they sent in congratulation videos. And I'm happy. They have been very influential to me.
That's wonderful. And just to show that support, it just makes you feel, it just helps out a little bit. That's wonderful that he did that. Again, listeners, Alex Holt and Free Worship. Check them out online, www.alexholtandfreeworship.com. Alex, how can people connect with you on Twitter and Facebook?
If you go to the website also, alexholtandfreeworship.com, we have little links. But if you're just on Twitter right now, you can look me up as Alex and FW. And then Facebook is Alex Holt, www.facebook.com/AlexHoltandFreeWorship. So it's all there. I've actually turned over my personal page for Free Worship as well. I got to the point where I have 5,000 friends. You know when you hit that 5,000 friends mark?
You're like, yes.
So now my personal page is for Alex Holt and Free Worship. So that's www.facebook.com/AlexHolt. So all these things are just, going to help you to connect with us. But definitely just go to our website, alexholtandfreeworship.com. That's the best way to get in touch with us.
Fabulous. Do you have any upcoming events you want to shout out?
Yeah. We actually are in the midst of our promotional tour for our album. So we will be coming to the North Carolina area. On the website, but it's going to be near Fayetteville. We'll have that date. I'll be in Baltimore, Maryland on the 25th. It's called Encounter. As well, then we'll be in Detroit, Michigan with Dorinda Clark Cole on the 30th of September. So if you're in any of those areas, we'll definitely be coming to you, and you can find more details on our website.
Fabulous. Well, Alex, I'm excited for you as a young person, but representing the kingdom well. And so big shout out to you. And we're going to let our listeners hear More Than a Conqueror again, Alex Hall and Free Worship. And I thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you for having me.
You are quite welcome. All right, listeners, here we go. More Than a Conqueror. Get your jam on right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
I'm more than a conqueror. things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. So standing strong, knowing who you are, let's declare and say, now I stand. I can move on.
I can move on.
I'm more.
I'm more than a couple.
Greater.
The he that is in me, that
he's made you more. I can move on.
I can move
past
on.
The hurt, past the pain, I'm more.
Say
it. Now, I feel that y'all got it. Let's say it again. Say now. And I can move on.
Dynamic artist. We started the top of the hour out with Brock Cobb. Check him out at brockcobb.com. Pick up his project, Saxophone Player, right there. Jazz and gospel mixed together. Y'all, what y'all know about that? What y'all know about that? And then we went into our second artist spotlight with Montage Filone. I'm telling you what, check him out on goldstreetgospel.com. Pick up his project. You heard the single, I'm Blessed, so you know he has a lot to offer there. And then we wrapped up the show with Alex Holt of Alex Holt and Free Worship. Chesapeake in the house. Just finished hearing his single, More Than a Conqueror. Check out the full project, Sing Loud, at www.alexholtandfreeworship.com. Of course, Google all the artists. You can find them everywhere online. They're all on Twitter. I'll be tagging them in my tweets. They're tagged on Facebook. We're going to get it in here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, this wraps up another edition of the show. Again, so excited that you tuned in, that you checked us out every single week right here. Listen, this Thursday, this is the third Thursday. You know what that means. That is the Men Confess. Yes, the Men Confess will be broadcasting from iShopForJoy.com. And you can hear all the past segments of the Men Confess Relationship Show on Charvette.com. And we will, if you don't get to hear it live on iShopForJoy.com, it'll be on Charvette.com. So always check Charvette.com. You'll be able to hear all past shows, even back from 2-3 years ago. Don't you love the Internet? I'm telling you what, you can't beat it. And of course, connect with me on Facebook, Facebook.com/Charvette, and connect with me on Twitter. Twitter.com/Charvette. That's right, Twitter.com/Charvette. And that way you can keep up to date with me and everything that's going on in my world. And I always post links so you know everything that's going on. It's the easiest way to follow everything. So today's show, again, was phenomenal, totally terrific with all of our artists. Again, big shout-out to the Virginia Guild. Yes, their 9th anniversary this weekend. They had the celebration with all of the various artists and all of the various, oh, my goodness, well-known artists and upcoming artists and all that good stuff. So we'll see you there if you're going to be there. This is your girl, Charvette. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.